And Coach Slocum on a mobile joins us right now. Coach, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. As it was, a great, great final week to the college football scene. Another close game up there at Kyle Field, and I think all the fans walked away pretty happy after that one.
I would imagine, you know, a full house there to see the Aggies compete, and that compete is what they did. They just came up just a little bit short. If it was an hour and 10-minute game, hour and 15-minute game, I think the Aggies could have pulled this one out.
Well, it could have been. I think the defense stepped up. A lot of those guys earned their letter this past week. They forced two punts. So I think, you know, a lot of those guys really came through there. And did what they had to do for the scholarship. You know, they're out there competing. And you make a team punt twice, you should be in a position to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm kind of surprised. You know, there's all this talk about University of Houston and where they would be going and BCS. And I haven't heard any Texas A&M bowl talk, Coach.
Well, you haven't. Right now, Coach Pryor and his staff, they're just sitting back and waiting for the bowl bid. So they're going to sit by the phone and see what happens.
Yeah, that's got to be tough playing that waiting game sometime, Coach. Huh? I mean, you never know where you're going, and just sit there and wait and see what finally pops up. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Well, it is. And you sit there with a lot of teams in the Big 12, and you got to position people in the bowls. And, you know, you got a 4-8 team. You know, there's a lot of competition out there for a team like that. With their fan base and their defense and the style and flow of football that they bring, I think they're going to get in a good bowl.
Coach, it had to disappoint you a little bit, I would think, to see the team go from the Wrecking Crew to the worst defense in school history this year. I mean, that had to hurt a little bit, sting a little bit, to see what you had built up turn into the defense you saw this year.
Well, it is, Lance, but I tell you, stats are overrated. Now, I think if you really look hard, that defense is a little bit better than people give it credit for. You know, sometimes they knew if they weren't going to stop somebody, they just let them score and get the offense back out there. Because through the years, I think the Wrecking Crew has got the accolades, but we all know what drove it, and that was the Gulf Coast offense.
Right.
And frankly, this offense is fantastic, but, Coach, it's not what Aggie fans are used to. Have you heard any pot bangers there about Coach Fran yet, or are Aggie fans pleased with this 4-8 season?
Well, I think any time you're a coach, you don't win a national championship, you know, you got your neck on the line. My buddy Frank Solich up there got the axe this week. You know, frankly, he went 9-3. That's not acceptable. You know, I think the only guys that have a safe job right now is Bob Stoops and Larry Coker. And, you know, Coker lost a few games, so he could be fired any day.
Yeah.
Well, he might be. Coach Saban, we just had him on, Coach. I don't know if you heard that. I think his job might be secure.
Well, it could be. Could be. But, you know, he's got an SEC championship game, and you lose one game, and the pot bangers are out there. But, you know, one door closes, another door opens up. You know, I've got a lot of jobs open right now. My phone's ringing. And so I'm taking a good look at the UTEP out there. That's a great place. It's in Texas. It's got international flavor right there. You got Juarez right across the border. And which is great, because Juarez, that's the only thing different between Juarez and Tijuana, you know, is the palm trees, the tourists, and the donkey shows.
And everything else pretty much the same.
Well, and that's football country right there, isn't it, Coach?
Well, it is. Right there in the heart, you got the miners on one side of the border, you got the Mexico Aggies right there on the other side. So it's really the hotbed in the armpit of New Mexico and Texas.
Probably easy to recruit to, I would imagine, to get some good athletes in.
Well, recruiting, it's good out there. And that's one thing that Coach Fran, he's going to learn. He's got a tough time, because right now everybody up in Aggie Land is turning their attention to basketball. You know, a big basketball school. And it's tough to recruit in a school like Texas A&M is known for their basketball team.
Kansas, North Carolina, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
These are big basketball schools that it's a little bit more difficult. But, you know, you got to step up, Coach. You stepped up for years. Coach Fran's just got to take his medicine.
That's right. I think he'll come through. And, you know, but right now we turn to the intramural season, and Coach Watkins up there and those guys playing the round ball. Well, you know, that's what y'all need to do. You need to get Coach Watkins on a mobile. That's money.
Coach Watkins on a mobile is? Hey, Coach, before we let you go, how about your boy Mac Brown? He, you know, after the Oklahoma game, people just didn't think he was going to make it out of the season. Not to mention everyone assumed his coordinators were gone and Texas is going to lose at least four games this year. And all of a sudden, he's won every game since then. Greg Davis looks smart again now that Vince Young is his quarterback. The defense has played well. I mean, Mac has really had a nice comeback this year.
Oh, he has. He's done a good job, and the best thing about it is, and what's surprising, is he's done it all without Chris Sims. You know, who would have thought sitting here last year that he'd be able to string this together without the Golden Boy? You know, not me.
I thought Sims was the guy that drove the car, so to speak.
Well, he was. He carried the keys, and there's some people out there wearing maroon that are not real happy with Mac Brown. Thought he ran it up last weekend. You know, he threw the ball 8 times. I think that's unacceptable when you got to pass it 8 times or the defense like Texas A&M.
Well, you know, Vince Young, he doesn't have Chris Sims pecs, but he looks good with his shirt off. Now, I think that's where he won the job, as opposed to Chance. I'm not sure that Chance Mock has got that same type, you know, body that a Vince Young or a Chris Sims will bring, right?
Well, I agree. I mean, once you put the baby oil on him and then make him shiny, I mean, Chance Mock can't compete with that, you know. You're doing the flex, and you get in the mirror, and then Chance, you know, he's happy just over there with his Hunger Buster and his DQ fries.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Another successful year for the Aggies.
Well, it has been. It's been fun. Enjoy y'all, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. We'll see you, Coach.
That's Coach Sokomana Mobile talking up Aggie football here, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates right here on Sports Radio 610.